A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May the 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Evans Zeninga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about soccer. You know, we have been hearing a lot about what happened at the weekend pertaining to soccer, and people are actually surprised that there was so much hooliganism in a match between Highlanders and Dynamos yesterday, Evans.
Indeed, Gibbs, it was like a war zone at Barberfield Stadium in Bulawayo yesterday when Highlanders clashed against bitter rivals Dynamos in a Kasolaga Premier Soccer League match. The match was abandoned in the last few minutes of the game after Dynamos fans invaded the pitch, disputing a goal scored by Bosso. All hell broke loose at some point as Dynamos fans attempted to remove one of the goalposts, perhaps the first time ever for fans to take such action in Zimbabwe soccer.
Before the incident, Highlanders Football Club fans invaded the pitch when Dynamos player Bill Antonio's crude tackle sent Highlanders player Andrew Tandy to hospital. According to Bosso medics, Andrew suffered a compound fracture on his ankle. He is hospitalized at a local medical facility. Just remember that, you know, today the Premier Soccer League also suspended, you know, all Kasilaka Premier Soccer League matches with immediate effect until further notice, following incidents of violence and hooliganism that continue to take place in football. So in a statement, the PSL said it condemns what it terms as serious hooliganism that is tarnishing what they are terming the beautiful game of football. So they are saying they are currently trying to find some kind of lasting solutions to all the challenges that they are facing. And they are scheduling a meeting with security officials, including the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the PSL, and, you know, club officers and marshals on what happened yesterday at PF. You know, we haven't seen such kind of violence, especially when fans try to uproot, you know, even a goalpost and all those kind of things. We are happy that we have somebody to explain what happened. You know, he was attending that match. Yeah, Evans.
Hey, there's always a first time, I suppose, and zvakaoma kudaro muri Zimbabwe tinokuchingamidzai kuchirongwa Live Talk. Nasi tiri kukurukura maererano nezvemutambo wenhabvu. Takatarisana nemutambo wenhabvu wakatambwa nezuro kuBulawayo pakati peDynamos neHighlanders. Timu mbiri idzodzi dzine makore akawanda dzichirwisana, dzichitorerana-torerana nekunongedzerana-nongedzerana. Pese pavanotamba panowanzoita mvonga mupopoto, asi yanezuro yanga yakati furikidzei mwero. Takaonawo vanotsigira Dynamos vachipinda muground vachizama kudzura-dzura magedhe pachirwisana-rwisanwa, zvinova zvakapa chimiro chakatuma kuti mutambo uzomiswa usina kupera zvakanaka. Tanzwawo sangano rePSL richitaurawo zvakare kuti naizvozvo vabva vambomisa mitambo yenhabvu munyika kuti vaedze kuongorora zviri kuitika, vaedze kutsvaga kuti vogadzirisa sei nyaya dzebhora kuti ritambwe zvakanaka munyika. Tichanzwawo kune vakanga variko tichinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei zvichienda nekupi, asi pari zvino ngatimbonzwai kuti zvakananga nekupi. Baba Gibbs.
Iye, siyabonake kuti izolo sibili vekufika kona ngale Evans bekungani asasi kubone, kodwa ke siboneleke songani sokusempini. Nxa sikhuluma ke siyake sibone kule hooliganism abantu bajikijelana belimale kube njalo, kodwa ke ukuthi abantu bezama ukuthi bakhiphe i-goalpost bebaleke layo, lokho kwakusenzakala kudala senza imbeji ezikwakhweni. Tungadlala ibhola udlala ibhola ngenxa songani sokubheda sutsha phansi suhle unyamalala lebhola lakho kumbe lamagedi. So kwakulobu zima kakhulu ngakho khonokho ke mfowethu. So ke siyabona njalo ukuthi umdlali we-Highlanders ulimele Evans. kutwa ngu Andrew Tandi ukanchi we sibile kanchwa ngali we Dynamos. So ke kunapo vele kuhle kwavuka umsindo abantu bangena ground benza konke abangani abajalwa ngokwenza kodwa bavuka eseganga sibili sibona ngazani kuyahlupha. So we've got some footage as well of you know some people doing what they were doing there even. So maybe go ahead and tell people what you are seeing there.
Yes, Baba Dube. Tiriku nya to fambela mbere ne chirongwa live talk tirikunzwa pano kuti tine ma video atichakuratidzai nemifananidzo atichakuratidzai kuti muone zvino zvezvakaitika kumutambo wakatambwa nezuro iwoyo panonzi pakaitika karate chaiyo muground kusvika vanhu vada kubatirana zvibhakera kutemana-temana nekupotserana kwezvakawanda. Saka tine zvatichaona mumifananidzo nemumavhidhiyo mune zvichange pane zvakanga zvichiitika muzuva ranezuro. Rambai makatarisa chirongwa chichienderera mberi. Baba Dube.
Yes, some Dynamos players also taunted the assistant linesmen while police were trying to cool down temple. There was a lot that people saw there. And the match was finally abandoned in the last few minutes of the game. So both sides, I say to blame about what happened, but there are some people who are the owners of the teams, and one of them is here with us. He lives in Bulawayo. He was watching the match, and he has a lot to tell us. And his name is Brilliant Moyo. Babu Moyo, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
So akutshela abantu ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala eBF izolo.
Izolo sikubone eBF kunzima asikwazi ukuthi yikwini okwenzakalayo. Abantu siyabe sicabanga ukuthi silanda umdlalo okwakudala sokwaphela siyabukela ibhola, but okubuye izolo bokunzima. Sibone umsindo omkhulu kakhulu. Ibhola ingathi nje liqalise kuhle i-first half, saya ku-half time kukuhle, amateam wonke kuyi-0 ka-0 zahamba ku-half time. Ithe ziphenduka ku-half time kwabuye ngathi ibhola selitshintshile, kwangathi abadlali abasadlali kuhle, kwangathi abadlali sokudlalwa ukukantshana ngathi akusadlalwa kuhle. Laqhubeka ibhola linjalo lokho kudlalwa. Lapho okuqale khona ukukhoza umsindo, ngathi kule umsindo vele ubongathi ukhona phakathi komdlali we-Dynamos, omunye indoda ade mude, so nxa umnanzelela ebholeni nxade umbonile ade i-striker se-Dynamos. Lundoda lo ato ngathi ngale lama defender ayelenders ato ngathi hayi akukho mnandi, ngoba undoda lo ubonguthi nxa engakhaba ibhora ungathi sekhaba ama-players ama-defender ayelenders nje ubongathi akukho mnandi. Kodwa-ke hayi umdlalo wangathi uyaqhubeka njalo nge-second half, kuthe asakwathi bosokudlala ama-many minutes, waba njalo-ke kwaba lo mdlali we-Dynamos wangena kuba umdlali we-Highlanders uThandi owadebele 2 number 4. Yikho lapho ukuqakisele khona ingxaki. Umdlalo awuphindanga, umdlalo waba right ngoba umdlalo umisiwe isikhathi eside, kufuqwana kanzima e-ground sibili, phakathi kwe-ground umediki la umediki be-Dynamos. Sabona sibili umediki we-Dynamos nxa ula i-video, umediki omunye we-Dynamos ade thola isikhwama, ufuqa omunye umediki we-Highlanders wamfuqa waze wawela phansi, wahlala phansi ngezibulu sibili samangala. Then iSoweto ngale la ichinga sibili kungamanga right khona ngale ichinga, kodwa umdlali urefuke wayesenika ke umdlali we-Dynamos red card. Umdlali wasaphindanga wahamba kuhle khonapho. Kusuka khonapho umdlali wazange usaba right ngoba abe-Dynamos sebesotila, zange besaba right nabo abe-Dynamos ama-supporters ngale besechinga. Ladlala-ke ibhora sekuyi-90 minutes i-Highlanders ke yascore, ithe isanda kuscore nge-90 minutes ke yikho lapho abe-Dynamos bahle beqele e-ground. Unfortunate ukuthi uref besefakile i-13 minutes i-added time, ngoba befake 13 minutes yizathu ezifakile nxa ngaqambamanga. Yahlohla ke-Highlanders ke nge-90 minutes, kwahle kwaba ukungena kwe-Dynamos e-ground. Abe-Dynamos I think ingakwazi-ke khonapho ukuthi ukungena kwabo, ngoba uref kube le player le-Dynamos elinye eliphambanisane lo goalkeeper wabo lawela phansi ku-penalty box. Urefu yena wathi play on bonke lo lazimini ngoba bebebonile bathi
ungazani sukateka mbijana
umsindo abanye babe
yesikhathi ungazani sukateka kancane so kodwa konke konoko okwenzakaleyo singathi wena ungakubeka usithini libhola kumbe sokukhona oku beyond esikubonayo. So what is it exactly?
Hey, okulapha kathese Zimbabwe kuningi kakhulu. Okukhona ekhaya lapha esiphila ngakho kuningi kakhulu sibili. Okunye singathi libhora, okunye kuyabe ngasikho bhora, okunye kuyabe vele kulamaquba akhona abekhona kuma supporters ngeke ayikhona ku from ngale ukuthi le team ngeyangapi. Kuyangathi vele indaba lana ayikapheli eyasukela thina esayitholayo esingayaziyo lati esathola lokho kunjalo. Ungathi kuyabe kubanjelwa namaquba akhona. Kuyabe ungathi sometimes nxa sokusilwa laphana okwebhora kangathi kuyabe ungasikho, kuyabe sokukhangela nani ngemhlobo. Uyabona? Ungakhangela abayidynamos bengena eground bequphuna amagedi bewisa iground. Amapholisa ebebabukele bebambe izinja bebabukele ababalandanga. Kodwa ke kungashifta kube ngabantu ama-supporters e-Highlanders. Ithiye gazi ihle ithelwe khonapho khonapho abantu behle belungisiwe ngezinja khonapho khonapho. Kodwa ke esikubonileyo izulu amapholisa agoqe izandla bakhangile bequphuna amagedi. Akula into abayenze yona, akula tear gas. Singarivenza silandele igame yemandaba. Ama-supporters e-Highlanders laphana urefu ikayi-penalize. Ama-supporters e-Highlanders ahle angene ground. Amapholisa ahle agijima. Akula ground yadilizwayo emandaba. Akula gedi ladilizwayo emandaba. But amapholisa ahle agijima. Ayavimba ama-players e-Highlanders. Athi esuka njalo ahle athela i-tear gas. Izulu asikubonanga. Kukhulumayo ukuthi kuba lama problem anjalo ukuthi ke nxa sokukhangelela umdlalo ukuthi nxa sokulabanye abantu asebenza into enjalo ama
ye kumbe othi
uqa izandla
ye othi sokubamba umlomo lapho ke ye sokubamba umlomo. So it was what Mr. Brilliant Moses is saying is that this is beyond soccer. It's all about now some tribal issues. Just put it in a way that he actually put it. So he says it's beyond what people can think is happening in Zimbabwe right now. Because he says it seems as if, even when it comes to soccer hooliganism, there are some people who are treated by the police as special people than others. Like he's citing the match between FC Platinum and Highlanders in Shabane, where police actually beat up some Islanders fans. But he says at BFP yesterday they were just watching the Dynamo's fans trying to tear down one of the goal posts. So at the end of the day, let's talk about these kind of tribal issues, whether we are in this kind of scheme of things. Go ahead, Evans.
So ngiyakuzwa baba dibe ngimuzwile ubaba emoyo. So vari kuti nezuro zvavakaona mgrounds zvakanga zvisiri zvebhora chete nekuti nyaya dzacho dzakanga dzaakutaridza kuti dzaakupfurikidza dzichipindira kune zvimwe zvatingati magariro evanhu kugarisana kwevanhu kwakanaka panotaridza kuti vakaona sokuti pane vaibatwa zviri nani kupfuura vamwe nemareferi zvotaridza zvakare kuti mapurisa paanopindira munyaya dzacho vanoita sevanotsigira vamwe voita sevasingatsigiri vamwe zvoita kunge pane rusarura rumwe runenge ruchiitika pazvii zvinopa picture isiyo yakanaka asi matsananguriro ari kuitwa navamoyo ari kutaridza kuti vanoona sekuti pane rusarura runenge ruchiitika nopiya nyaya dzemitambo idzodzi zvopfurikidza zvosangana nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda saka vari kutsanangurira mafambira zvakaita vachipa muenzaniso webhora rakambotambwa masvondo apera aro pakati peFC Platinum neHighlanders uko kuwange uko rino vachiona zvakare kuti imbwa dzairumiswa vanhu mapurisa nekurovana nevanhu zvaingorerekera kudivi rimwe chete zvichisiya rimwe divi zvotaridza zvakare kuti pane kakusawirirana nekakusarura sarura nekakunongedzerana nongedzerana karipo panyaya dzacho Chajinzwa Baba Dubezwa Tawa na Ramoyo.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Regis Musango, you know, he's a ZANU-PF activist and a soccer follower. And can you talk to him about some of the things? Maybe Shona then will turn to English. I know he loves soccer a lot. Mr. Musango, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Magasimbe, Mukoma. Tiriku taura pano tamtati chinzwa kuna vamoyo vachititsana ngurira zvakaitika nezuro kuBaba Fields Stadium takatumirwa mapicture nemavideo ari kutaridza kuti nezuro kwanga kusina kunyatsomira zvakanaka ameno kuti makaona osei chimiro chakanga chiriko nezuro ichi
yeah thank you I think ndakangoona in passing handina kuzonyatsa kuverenga into detail but ndakaona sokuti zvinhu zvaimboitika kudhara I think tichitarisa zvedu nyaya yesoka in general zviro kuZimbabwe soka yekuZimbabwe handiti remember kwakushungura neproblem yeDynamos versus Highlanders of which I think on the kumasoka kuzifa chaiko they should have done something about it way back. Saka, I think this is just my result of what has been happening before. It's like Zaid Kagudara, Zaid Kagudzoka, of which I think Zifa should sit down and restructure and put my laws in soccer so that, as you said, says net tribalism, says net Yimkat, because like some of us, we grew up partly in Blawayo. And we have no.
Yeah, we have.
I think you are getting cut off, Musango. So let's try to get to the other guest, Mr. Brilliant Moyo. So Moyo, we actually have to develop. We listen away island the timber very into Zokdala. So when Ubona Jan, now Ufang is still going to put Ubona Jan, Musango. Since in a few minutes. Mr. Musango, hold on there. We'll come back to you. So hold on. So Baba Moyo, Nako, so which very interest of Talalis? That's kind of very cool. So one and Gunokuma. Baba Moyo, we are Nizwa Kumbi, Osangis. I think Baba Moyo has been cut off there. So maybe let's go back to Baba Musango. Baba Musango, we are Nizwa.
Yes, I hear.
Yes, quiet with events. Quiet, sir.
Manga mchititana ngurira maonero enyu ane zuro. Ne zuru kuitika munyaya dzebhora. Fone ndo bayazo tanga kudambuka enderera izvenyu kumberi.
Yeah, so that hit, I think masoka tournaments edu ekuZimbabwe. Kazhinji. Anoitwa kuBaba Fields Stadium. For such a long time, I think the history of Baba Fields Stadium is that it was sanctioned. Yes, it's a place where they have to end up with a fight. I remember when I was young, my brother used to live in Kumzlikazi, Z11, and every time there's a soccer match there, we know that even in the convenience stores around the area or there will be a little bit of a temperance there. And that, for me, I think it's something which I found out that this one is different before. So that when I was at Rufaro Stadium, Baba Fields, or Wagatambira to any other place in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't resemble as if, we have got some issues that are actually being surfacing through soccer. You see? And if you look at whatever happened yesterday, there is really nothing that you can actually call upon what exactly happened yesterday. Zunu Zaganga Zungo Ripoku Baku Dara, she's not going to resolve. Saka, I think it's FIFA. Can I be serious? You know, I'm not going to resolve my issues. So, Kutikanavan, Makaria, so Tambira Baba, in the stadium. It shouldn't be a problem. I remember there was also a time when now Highlanders came to play with Mashingo United, and there was so much havoc around Mucheke neighborhoods there after the game. And there was just some fights that are not needed really. Even people who never go to watch that soccer on the streets, they were victimized. You see. So when you look at it, is it really because of the match? Right? And if we want to discuss and say it was because maybe the referee didn't do a good job. But so which means my referees, there's no referee between Dynamos and the Highlanders. They are wrong referees then. Right.
So
I think it goes deeper than that.
Ndikubate muromo ipapo vatsango saka muri kuzvamuri kutaurawo imimi kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe kuti nyaya dzemirizhonga idzi kumutambo yebhora idzi dzipere zvipi ndezvipi zvamungaronze.
Right, you know, I think when you look at the issue iripo between maybe the Gukurahundi issue, I would say that. I don't know before that. But the Gukurahundi issue, and I thank the president for my commissioning Amanga Washita and the, you know, coming together, the dialogue, the chiefs, the Matebeleland. I think so far, on that level, things are moving very well. And I hope that they will continue finalizing these issues so that Kanapane my compensations and Dakitwa is done. And then just Kanashaitwa is Shapira. We will now try to see what then will be the issue. Kana issue Kanamba Ishidok. But I think this is not emanating from the Gukurahundi issue. Whereby people in Matabeleland, they still feel like things were not done and fairly. Yeah. Things are not, were not
done
correctly. So I would think that any time when there is a close proximity of activities, in the soccer environment, the other team can shout bad names to the other team. Remember what Zinedine Zidane did that time in the World Cup, right? He ended up being given a red card and be kicked out because somebody had said something. So there's always a provocative environment in soccer. And they can turn now to a situation where when the soccer is done, right, people are now moving out of the game. Fights can start, people can start, commotions can start and stuff like that. How do we prevent that? Right. So I think the fundamentals of soccer in Zimbabwe, especially between the teams in Matabeleland and the teams in the other part of Zimbabwe, they need to be resolved on the platform of the Gukurahundi issue, of which the president is moving forward with that program. And I think it's working.
Yes, this way ubaba umoyo lapho uthini hold on zindinga sizwe ukuthi ubaba umoyo yena uthini akukho ukukhunywa ngovusango ukuthi
hayi hani
kulomthelela yini baba umoyo yangizwa
ngiyakuzwa baba
yes lapho ubaba uvusango uthi vele kungani kuvele kule zikhwili ezingani kumele zilungiswe la phakathi kwe Highlanders eTanamos yakhuluma futhi ngodaba le Gukurahundi lokunywa kuthize so kungabe kukhona pho yini ongani kuyachisa khona
yes nyamuzwa uthenga ubani ngubaba uvusana
eyo vusango
uvusango vusango ye nyamuzwa uvusango lapho yakhuluma lapha nini laleli singakubeka njalo but ukuthi yindaba yakhona nale indaba zangkhona ezisukela khona vele khona abo ukuthi kulisana njalo ngemhlobo nale indaba akuqalisanga namuhla vele asikho indaba yakathesi engabe ekubeka la uright asiyali indaba yeGukurahundi vele indaba ehluphayo indaba vele esemlilweni umungameli ukuthi elungise ukuthi elungise but asimboni thina lapho othi ulungisa khona indaba nale Gukurahundi asimboni angazi ukuthi yena ukhuluma ukuthi ungapi kwakhona ngoba asimboni thina lapho abantu bangkhona bengena bezama ukulungisa indaba eGukurahundi and lokuthi yena uyakhuluma ukuthi abantu abawela izindaba nalezo bazakhompasethwa and asikaboni into zonke nalezo ukuthi kulabantu asebakhompasethwa kumbe sokuleqiniso kwavumwayo ukuthi hayi ngiyavuma mina iGukurahundi yithe esayenzayo abantu bafuna khonoko ukuthi kuze kuyehle inhlungu zabo egcekeni ukuthi hayi siyavuma sibili total ukuthi hayi yithi sibili esakwenzayo abantu ukuze ambone ukuthi abantu bengafuna i-compensation abantu I think bona bafuna ilizwi eliphuma kibo ukuthi hayi siyaxolisa yithi kwavela kithi lokhu mbona ngathi yiko lapho abantu abanga khulula khona izinzo zabo ambona ukuthi bengafuna I compensation angazi khona apho njalo kanti
yeah so ngasikhangela ke awonthi lokho sokufuna le mthandazo phakathi kuba imthandazo vele singathi kuzokunceda lutho sokuvela kuyafiwa la
akuvele kuyafiwa ngoba ungakhangela abantu kwenza kwabo hayi akumnandanga even lati size sesaba ukuthi likho ukuthi kathi kwathi sokusenzakalana elizweni leli yikwini okwenzakalayo yabona enze kusebunzimini ngoba awukwazi ukuthi yikwini okwenzakalayo kodwa into ekhona ukuthi yena upresident nxa kunguye okukhona kathezi nguye umuntu omele gijime phambili elungise udaba lolu ephumele egcekeni simbone ephuma egcekeni ukuthi uyalungisa udaba lolu enguye upresident okwamanje elungisa udaba asikhethi ukuthi ngwayiliphi ibandla mbo ngwayithi hayi sidinga ukuthi yena upresident okhona kathesi elungise udaba nalolu olukhona
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho so actually Zindika is actually agreeing with what Vusambu saying. Says you know there are some underlying currents that are causing all this kind of havoc. So I also had an interview with Mr. Samuel Dube. Mr. Samuel Dube was in our show early this morning. So let me try to bring in that interview so that we can hear exactly what Samuel Dube said. So at the end of the day, he was with another Zimbabwean who were talking about what's going on in the country right now. Hooliganism, yes. Violence, yes. But what more can people find out of this? Here they come.
Udlongudlongo lobu between iHighlanders leDynamos siyayazi into eyasuka kudala vele into ezehlala ikhona njalo ayipheleli lapho isituation yelizwe lethu yokuthi ipolitics isuka ibe involved entweni zesports that's why manje sibona izifa sigcine isinikezwa lokhu njani ama sanctions lawa amabi ilizwe lethu kunedivision kunomoya wokwehlukana kakhulu ebantwini owikho esikhangelelayo thina ukuthi abaholi abazongena kube ngabaholi abazoletha kubambane abantu singaboni ukwehlukana ngoba thina sesisilwa izimpi zakudala manje zabokhokho kumele ngabe sizingene kahle kahle ngoba into le ibuya ekudeni kakhulu ibuya ekudeni kakhulu into le
so singathi lapha ngenza umbusazwe akukho okunye vele abantu bala khonokho
hayi injalo injalo khehla injalo ubukhosi yabona into ngithi ngibe ngiphecele kahle ngithi mina kubangwa ubukhosi yibukhosi and singabi lokho sikhuluma sichallenge sifihla umpini yibukhosi babantu basempumalanga lathi thina abanikazi bobukhosi lithina abesilo thina abakamzilikazi kamashobane ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ubukhosi vele babukithi ngapha kodwa kwathi ngemva kwempi yombangazwe laphana sokungene osopolitiki bayiguqula lento le yingakho ilizwe lakithi libhekana lento eso yingakho sithi thina manje esisebenza ukuthi sikuvuselele ubukhosi kumele sibeke inkosi eyiyo ezobusa sithi thina we getting rid of this politics ngoba ayisebenzeli lento le and ubukhosi siyabazi ukuthi amakhosi ayiholwa umoya kumele sihambise umoya phambili oyiyo obambanisa abantu elizweni ngoba iinkokeli zethu azisawuhambisi umoya phambili sezingama-intellect zihambisa into zelokhu njani ezemali phambili into ezingelabuntu so sithi thina sivusa ubukhosi obuzeletha iqiniso lothando lokubambana ebantwini
ye kodwa-ke wena ngubona kwakho kungaphungulwa njani khonokho sibili ukulwisa
ngula ngokuvusa ubuntu ngoba ubukhosi bulobuntu ubukhosi hayihambisa umoya phambili abantu ngicela bazwe kahle khonapha inkinga yaseZimbabwe is interconnected ayikho kusports kuphela lokhana is just izinto ezimanifesta ezikuthi is part of vele inkinga leyana ikhona kunenzondo yelana ukuthi abantu basempumalanga bathi umzilikazi wangena elizweni ngomkhonto yingakho sabona into ezifana nogugura hondi nabethi ba-revenger khonukhwana kodwa madoda zimpi zabokhokho asiphumeni kuzo thina sibambanene kodwa lokhu kuzenziwa ngamakhosi ngoba ama-politicians bahlulekile ukukwenza singazi ukuthi uChamisa uzimisele kangakanani ingakho simpusha sithi Chamisa sitshele ama-policies akho on culture and spirituality sethu sabantu ukuthi what are your policies what is your manifesto uzokwenzani what do you say about ubukhosi ngoba yibo ubukhosi obuzoqeda konke lokhu kwehlukane esikubona ebantwini bethu
kosikabheka umuzi emafutshane uphostela kho baba ungakaqhutheki khonapho
ebo njani babuduli
Ngiyaphila mfowethu, khosela khona.
Right man, sibonile i-video le kwenzakale lapha e-stadium igcwele nje kuma-social media. Nathi esisemzini yabantu sebethi hayi impilo ivele liyiphila leyo, seyifika ngenye indlela since nje bekulokulwa kulo ungapheli. Nathi bethi abasifuni ngapha, mase bebona so into ezifana nalezo seyifika ngenye indlela. So igcina sengathi ayina control i-football yakithi, ngathi umdlalo yakithi ayina control, ayina abantu abayiphethe kahle. So igcina sokuba ngenye indlela engabukeki kahle kwezinye indawo.
So manje wena ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni njengoba kukhanya kuhlupha kangaka?
Into so laba abaphethe imidlalo, laba abaphethe imidlalo kumele bayibone ukuthi bayicontrola, beze neplani engasiza kakhulu. Njengoba bekusho umfowethu lapho ukuthi sometimes ama-courts kumele ayilungise impi ephakathi kwamaNdebele lamaShona. So cause masingathi ama-politicians angathi ihlule kudala, ama-courts maybe engayenza kungcono. Cause ma ungahlanganela mina ema-police station thola ukuthi sinamakhesinyana nje abantwana nje sisakhula. Ma uthola ukuthi umuntu ongumNdebele uhlangane leshona, uhlushwa kakhulu, uhlushwa kakhulu. So into efana naleyo ngeke izilume nje. Angeke kusinto engalunga nje so simple. Shuthi nathi sizobuya siyishele ebantwaneni bethu, nabantwana lapho bayezoyishela kwabanye kwabanye, izoqhubeka kanjalo. Mayeke ukuthi ayilungise.
So that is Peggy Mose there, Evans, you know, and Samuel Dube. So they are really concerned about what is really happening. You know, they are saying all this is about tribalism. You know, people must not hide behind their fingers to say there is no such thing in the country. So maybe let's bring in Mr. Vusango so that he can give us a perspective about what really he thinks about some of these things. Evans, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba Tanzoka Foods Kwamori. Tanzwa Amazedu Pafon, Vachitaura, Vachiti, Girana Ninyaya, Kuti, Kuseri Kwebora Kuninyaya, Ziriko, Zavargu Nongezera, Nongezera, Vargu Bata Nyaya, Ze, Tribalism, Vargu Batwa, Vargu Nongezura, Nongezura, Kunyayana, Gukura, Undi, Yoyer Grambaji, Zose, Romdariro, Tanzoka Foods Kwamori, and Nai, Murgo, now say.
Yeah, Mr. Dwe, most of the time, Pamno, when you play something, I realize, I don't know if it's my gadget, I realize that I don't hear anything. I think it's always the case. So maybe if you tell me what you are saying.
That's exactly what he was saying.
That's what he said. Oh, okay.
So basically,
you can tell here that, like what he said, Brother Dwe said, there are underlying issues there. So basically, because of the ground issue, whenever you put Highlanders players together with another team that is from either Mashonaland or the other part of the province that is not Matabeleland, that notion will be ringing the bells behind their mind. So you would see that even the way they play the soccer professional. Remember before that after the game, people, you know, invited by Wanima Panga and all that and all that. And all that all because of what happened before. People are trying to settle some scores. You know, there are some unfinished business that you cannot just, on the street, you cannot just pick somebody and say you want to fight with them because of that. So in the game, it's easier because you are going to, you know, you push each other, you're going to, you know how the soccer is played. You're going to step on each other. You know, you can see even from before that, most of the injuries between Highlanders and some other Dynamos and all that, the rate of injuries is always higher than when maybe Highlanders is playing Amazulu. You would see that there is no really chaos after that, even if they play at the Amazulu Stadium or at, you know, at Baba Field Stadium. Whereas, I've seen also that plays with, probably, let's say, plays with United, if you check even in the history, usually there was not really those issues much. And I now realize that it has become the national team outside Matabeleland. Whereas the Dynamos, I mean Highlanders on the Matabeleland side, whereby Dynamos also became the national team in Mashonaland and Mashingo province and the other provinces. So when you put these two giant teams You are actually putting, pretty much if we want to be clear, you are actually just putting a Ndebele guy and a Shona guy, and you are telling them to play soccer, but they've got issues to deal with Kukura Hundi. Instead of you putting them in a game, you might as well just tell them to stop playing the game and resolve some issues if they have issues before the game started.
Hey.
That way, because this is exactly what the issue is all about. You know, it's those unfinished issues that are keeping on hounding our soccer and most of our games, pretty much the soccer games in Zimbabwe.
And
I think it's high time that need to be fixed.
And Mr. Vuzangu, how can it be fixed? Let's talk reality here. We have heard what the president is attempting to do in terms of around the issues and so forth, but it's not working out very well. Like some people rejected it and said, no, we don't want the president to be involved in this. Let's have other people that are neutral, you know, to handle it. So how best can this issue be resolved?
Yeah, you see, the issue with the national reconciliation program is that when you remove the person who is the president of that country into the equation, then he usually does not really come out. So I think what we are lacking in Zimbabwe is tolerance, that the president, if he's the one who is initiating it, he said he's a listening president. I don't think he will refuse to hear people's discussions or to hear people's pleas. So I think what we need is just tolerance. And for people to... let me say this, Brother Gibbs. I don't think Zimbabweans are ready for reconciliation.
Yeah,
especially people in Matabeleland.
You are getting fed out a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah, so continue there. You continue there now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people are ready for reconciliation. I think he's ready for a revenge of a reconciliation. Because if people are ready for reconciliation, they say we don't want this, we don't want that. There's nothing wrong for them to say that. But at the same time, it's better than nothing. If we are going to sit on the table to talk about something to do with Kukura Hundi, to me, if we accuse that the president was involved in a way because he was part of the government, then to me, I think it's actually a good discussion to have him in there. He'll be able to now maybe say his own side of the story. But if you remove people who are actually part of the, or you are accusing, or who you think they were part and parcel of the problem. Without those people.
Okay, Mr. Fuzango, thank you. Just hold on there. Let's bring in Ubaba, brilliant. So Moyo, we are moving up your room for good.
Ukuthi bona labo abaphathayo ukuthi bona baza isoluva njani indaba yangkhona then ngizwile lapha nibeke sithi why iHighland amaidlala le Chapungu kumbe le Mazulu kungela msindo because lawa amathimu akhulumayo gala ama supporters but ungafaka amathimu a strong ungathi thatha iHighland le Cape United kuba lomsindo ngoba awukwazi ukuthi amathimu ongthuwa la ama supporters supporters. La amanye amathimu ungathatha even iChickenini le Highland. Akula msinje even uthathe iYada izodlala le Highland. Ngoba iYada ayina ama supporters amanengi alomsinje. Ungakhayela igame yadlula yeIndependence. iHighlanders yathi ihlohla ngeIndependence. Ama Dynamo supporters ajikela izinto phakathi. So ungakhangela ukuthi indaba yangkhona ukuthi iqalisa ngani, kulisana ngabe. Ngoba why lapho kwahlohla khona iHighlanders le Dynamo ngeIndependence. Umsindo bajikele izinto phakathi egrounding. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi nxa ulayo ividiyo yangkhona uyakubona khona phana. Then indaba ye-issue le e-ground issue. Le inzima even lo president I think naye uyehluleka ukuthi engasoluva njani. Kodwa mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi upresident la kumele ebuye ebantwini lapho okule ndaba khona. Ngokwakhe ezokhuluma labantu. Ngokwakhe. Yena upresident ngokwakhe. Efike ekhulume labantu ebona ukuthi indaba yangkhona isoluva ezwe abantu bona ukuthi bathini bafunani la ekhona upresident hayi ukuthumela omunye umuntu ezizwele yena ngokwakhe upresident ekhuluma nabantu kuhle kuhle. So yikho ku right. Angazi khona bokani.
Ye, nxa ubufisa ukuthi kumbe sifake la ngesikhiwa ungapha khonapho sizwe ucela abantu ukuthi bengakhuluma kulo. Siyaveze umuva khonapho. So ke qhubeka baba. Kutsho lokuthi ubona ngani pho kungathiwani ngesikhiwa nje amafutshane. Nxa ufisa. Nxa ungafisa ungaphaka ngesiNdebele.
Angizafaka ngesiNdebele. Enqenweni uzabaqedisela kani.
Ye, ngudube. Qhubeka baba.
Ye, dube.
Ye, qhubeka.
Ubusithi ibelisithi nabana nisalibambanga kahle.
Ye, kuyiwa phambili pho kumele kwenziwe kona ngombono wakho. Kumele phela kulungiswe lokho.
Ngombono wami mina, kanje ngombono wami mina ngokubona kwami kumele kwenzakale ukuthi vele i-issue kuzisolveke indaba naleyo kwenzela ukuthi abantu abalamaqhubu nalawa, labantu abalamaqhubu ngale ukuhlukana kwembono naleyo, ukuthi i-government i-president wayekhona kuvoted bonke bekhona bebuye endabeni naleyo uhlale phansi labantu bakhona bekhulume bezwe abantu ukuthi bethini yiwo umbono ongaqeda abantu bona sebesuka lesiyombululo sebezwile ukuthi abantu bathini ngoba kwakathethi yena upresident vele ambona ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi abantu bona bathini ngendaba naleyo yegoground ngendaba naleyo abantu ababophana ngayo imkhulu ngendaba naleyo ukukhethana ngemhlobo. Upresident nguye omele ephume egcekeni ebambanisa abantu bengakhethani ngomhlobo. Abantu bebe ngabantu abayi-one, amaZimbabwe ngamaZimbabwe kube ngabantu abayi-one. Even ukhuluma isiphi isihlobo, abantu bephendulane nge-language eyiyo abayikhuluma. Mina ngaze ngibuye ngikhuluma ngeyami i-language. Lawo ukhulume ngakho i-language, kumele i-language yakho layo izwisiseke. Eyami izwisiseke. Kungabi le ndaba naleyo. Yikho lapho ungumbono wami embona khona kanti.
Yeah, so bamba konapho ke mfowethu. So Evans, what he's saying is that you know the president needs to intervene here, needs to be seen to be among people and to say what he's supposed to be uttering there. You know, because people are very unhappy about many, many things, especially in material. They are saying the president has over the years done very bad things. And one of the things is the cook around the atrocities. So he has been, quoted as saying he was not involved in those atrocities. It was the former president, Robert Mugabe, instead of him. But we still remember the late Robert Mugabe said it was a moment of madness. So that issue still haunts a lot of people in the region. So at the end of the day, that's what Brian Moyo is talking about here. He says, bring everybody to talk about some of these issues because you have more violence in soccer stadia like what happened yesterday. As we indicated here, the PSL has actually suspended all the matches because of what they are saying is violence and sort of like some hooliganism. Quiet, sir.
Aywa. Zulukunzwi kwaizo baba Dube patarwa nyaya pano yekunzi kuseri kwebhora kune nyaya dziriko dzakamira dzisati dzagadziriswa dzakuburikidza nekupindiridza mukutambwa kwenhabvu saizvozvo. So vari kutaura vari kukurudzira kuti zvanga zvichida kuti mutungamiriri wenyika nevakuru vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika dai vauyawo vachidzika vachiuya kune vanhu vachizonzwa kuti vanhu vari kuchema nezvipi vachironga nekubatsirana nevanhu vari panzvimbo vari paground kuti zvogadziriswa sei zviri kunetsa nekuti mataurirwo ari kuitwa pano ari kutaridza sekuti nyaya yekutemana-temana mbhora iyi kwetimu Highlanders Dynamos kana nedzimwe dzekudzisiri dzekumatebeleland haisisiri nyaya yebhora chete asi yave nyaya yekuti kune zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe zvisati zvagadziriswa kune hondo dzimwe dziri kumashure kwebhora dzakubudirikira mubhora nekuti hadzina vari kudzigadzirisa. Ndo zviri kutaurwa pano nevatauri vari pano. Vachiripo here?
Vusangu, you are still there, sir. Yes. So
let's go. We are here. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead. Give us your question.
Right. Takuita tichienda kudhuze nekuzonopedza zvedu. Asi mashoko amungataurire mwana wanhasi ane shungu yekutamba bhora otya kuti kune zviri kuitika zveviolence izvi, otya kuti kune zvematongerwo enyika zviriko izvo, mungamudzidzisa kuti kudii nhasi kuitira kuti asarasikirwe netariro yake?
Ya, ndinotenda sikuru. I think chinhu chokutanga chinoda kuitwa kuZimbabwe ndechokuti history yedu inofanira kudzidziswa vana kuti vazive history yacho kuti chii chakamboitika, maevents ese akaitika from the time yakauya vapambe pfumi kuna 1890 nezvavakaita uprisings ese akaitika muZimbabwe, zvese izvozvo zvinocontributa to the today's soccer. Kuti vanhu vazive maevents akaitika, vana veZimbabwe vachazvarwa nevasingazivi vazive maevents akaitika munyika yavo, zvinova zvinogona kuvandura kuti ivo vazivewo kuti saka nyika yedu iyi yakamira sei, because most of the issues hatinadzo dziri very delicate. So panyaya yesoka, I think right now I because of my intermarriages and all that, yese chali kuBulawayo tine vana vedu vakawanda vakazvarwa muBulawayo, vanoti ivo haisizi zvana kukura hwindi hatombozizivi, because ini mai vangu muNdevere, baba vangu muShona, or the other way round, and I'm not going to fight hondo dzandisina kutanga. Saka inini I'll just take it from where I am. So I think it's encouraged kuti titaurire vana vedu kuti vasaita dig deeper into maevents akaitika back in the history, because of course history shapes the future, but at the same time sometimes if ukanzwa kunzi muhondo pane baba vepa next door aida kuuraya baba venyu, but today after 42 years maakutamba mese vana nevana, you cannot go and say maida kumbouraya baba vedu kai mimi nguva yehondo. You can't do that. And also there's something called forgiveness. We need to forgive each other. The people in Matabeleland, they should forgive what happened before. And also if there's any of those people who participated also in the Gukurahondi issue, they should be forgiven, and they should also forgive. It's all about forgiveness and paving a way for reconciliation. Without that, you see, like in South Africa, they reconciled, and because of reconciliation that they did, at least we see that in South Africa, we don't see the South Africans, black people, killing the white people. I've heard that the white men can walk freely even in the middle of the night. Nobody can even try to even kumusecha kana mapockets ake to take anything from the pocket. But we black people, I think what we need to do is we need to change the way that we want and how to shape our future. Look at Rwanda. There were genocide not too long ago. But right now you go to Rwanda, there is peace. There is reconciliation. The country is moving. Their economy is boosting. All these things, they are setbacks that actually prevent our country from getting ahead. So I think let's be united as a country. The past is the past. Let's start from now and move on to the future.
But the problem is that, Mr. Vusango, you cannot just tell people to say, okay, what was done long back, you just have to forget it and move on. Doesn't work like that.
Right, that's why I said I talked about reconciliation. And I said that the president is working it through, is starting with the traditional leaders. Because if you go to any area, Brother Dube, if I go to Lupane or if I go to Ngai, the traditional leaders, they know that area, they know the issues of the area. So you start with the traditional leaders. They are the ones who can talk down or send the message down to his people, his kinsmen, right? So when he say, cease fire, the kinsmen will cease the fire. But we can't say the president should come and have a dialogue on Mzilikazi Avenue there, or on Unity Square, and say, everyone just come so that we can do a reconciliation. We do step by step. We start from somewhere as we continue to go down to the people themselves. But I think the people themselves, they should be a little bit more of a way forward than bringing us back. I'll tell you that if it was today, definitely the Gukurahundi could have not happened. Why it happened, I mean, there are so many issues that contributed to that. Was it okay? That's why Robert Mugabe said no. It was a moment of madness. He actually acknowledged that. And as the president, he died before people even put him on the court of public opinion himself. So right now, I think President Mnangagwa should be given a chance, because he was not the one who championed that. He was actually a minister then. We had Enos Ngala, who was from Matabeleland, who was actually part and parcel of that. But people don't want to talk about that. They want to shoot, maybe I would say, the messenger. Today the president is the messenger because he's bringing peace and good news to the country. Say, let's sit down and talk about reconciliation. What can we do? At least he has done it. Imagine if he had not even tried to even bring that issue. Today, what are we going to be? What are we going to talk about? And I'm sure in the history, it is going to go down that President Edi Mnangagwa at least initiated, even if he does not continue or he does not finish it, at least he has started it. And you and me and the rest of the Zimbabweans, we are now to take it upon ourselves and say, should we continue to have this going around circles and circles into the next generation, or we should put at least a closure? We need some form of a closure to what happened before, so that our country can start on a clean slate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. What is the Ubaba? This is a brilliant moyo. I was to Tarebu in the Konapa, the local poker lad, the Otage, Siambo, Kulu, or Zelam Change. So we are pumping for a moyo. Since Ville of Columbus City, I went to a local. What a one long Ien, Yomuzo, Omkul Konapo, what is it? One long Ien, Konoko suggestion about to Mongamelan Genele. Lana bantu lisixolelane kungenzakala yini kumbe kufunakala ukuthi kulungiswe kakhulu ngoba lahlala kanjani ibhorela
ngombono wami mina engiwubonayo ukulunga kungalunga ukuze kuze kulunge ukuthi u president ngokwakhe kumele sukume ehambe kumbe uyelupane eyenze into yakhona nothi ukuthi kumbe ukhuluma nabo sobhuku etshele osobhuku yena upresident eseHarare kumbe thume idelegate yakhe kaminister ithi ayihambe khona ngayo.
Siyakuzwa sibili, kodwa ungazani sofrizile kancane singazi ukuthi ungene ngaphi umfowethu khonapho. Siyabona ukuthi insimbi zakhe azisamanga kuhle. So-ke qhubeka khonapho sesikuzwa. Qhubeka.
Ngithi ngokwakhe upresident kasukume ebantwini ehambe ebatshele ukuthi hhayi sengibuyile ngiselupane lapho kwayenzakala khona kumbe ngisekhezi lapho kwayenzakala khona ematobo ngikhona zakhamuzi zematobo namhlanje buyanini ngikhulume lani sikhulume sibone ukuthi lina elayehlelwa luhlupho nalolo lwalukhona ngesikhathi naleso sibone ukuthi siphana okunganani sibone ukuthi sixolisana ngokunganani sisuke lapho sihambe into yangkhona ifezeke ibonakale ibe lekhanda eliphilayo ukuthi hayi nansi into iyenzakala ilekhanda kathethi siyakhuluma ngakho lokho akula khanda likhona akula into ebambekayo ukuthi nansi kathethi into kapresident kuyabe kukhulunywa ngabo sobhuku ukuthi osobhuku yiwo kumele bekhulume leza kamisa ezihlala lapho akusebenzi mthina ngombono wethu sithi upresident ngokwakhe simcela ukuthi kasukume ehambe ekhezi ematopu ngokwakhe kathi ilizwe lakhe anti nguye obusa abantu khathi okwenze engafuni uhambe ematobo yikwini kasukumele upresident wethu ehambe khona ngale ematobo ezikhulumela labantu abayihlekela yintona leyo kuhle mbono ngathi ngena leyo engayenza njalo mbono ngathi abantu bengasala lokho kuqola njene lama-compensation angikona sekukhulunyiwe ukuthi asiyalicompenseta ngokunje ngokunje mbono ngathi from there abantu mina mbono ngathi kungaqola ye kungathatha isikhathi kodwa mbono ngathi kungaqola ngoba kathesi kunje kulodaba lwe-airport abantu nalolu daba lwe-airport ukuthi kuthiwa sokukhitha ihawu likankomo e-airport and ngokunye khonoku abantu bangapha esindebeleni abakusolayo ukuthi khangela into zethu ziyabanjwabanjwa into zethu ziyathintathintwa kwenzakalani kwenzakalani singayenza lokhu uyabona sokukhithiwe lokhu sokukhithiwe yikho khonapho kulodaba khona upresident kumele ume ezwakala evoyisa emela wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe ukuthi kungenzakala yonke into yikho lapho ongaba lokuxola khona ukukhona ngokubona kwami.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mr. Vusango, I think he's bringing in a certain issue here concerning that shield which was removed by the aviation control of Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day he's saying, you know, what is wrong is people to see as if they're being intimidated, people to see as if they're being you know, relegated to second tier citizens and all those kind of things. So chip in there, Mr. Vusango, and just 1 minute before we wrap up.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Yeah, no, I don't think that's the notion that is you know, that is that is being peddled here. I think we should also emulate that the president, you know, when he goes to Matabeleland, he goes to Binga, he speak the native language is there, which is something that is to me it's actually it's a plus for somebody to, you know, when someone is speaking a different language that is not of his mother tongue. He's trying to, it's an inclusiveness that he's doing. And I think, like what I said earlier, people just need to be tolerant enough. And if we are all willing as Zimbabweans to, because we can continue, Brother Gibbs, we can continue to keep looking for negativities. And for sure, because of where we came from, it's easier for me. When I look at somebody from Matabeleland, I just have something to say. And they also look at somebody from Mashonaland or whatever, they have something to say. But at the end of the day, we as Zimbabweans, especially for our children, for the sake of our children who are going to take over this country when we are gone, it's important that we should not...
Yes, I think you are a little bit cut off. I think... go ahead, I can hear you now. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we should not let this baton pass on to our children.
Yes, I think your mic is getting a bit muffled. So I think okay. let's give Evans a chance to just summarize. Hold on there for a second. Evans Zilinga, go ahead. Sir.
Yes, Baba Dube Nyakuza. So. Tanzwa nyaya dzakawanda pano, tanzwa nyaya dzine mutsindo, dzinotaridza kuti panofanirwa kuti pataurwe nezvadzo tichienda kumberi. Tabata pano nyaya yekuti chandanyanya kubata pane zvataurwa pano zviri kunzi varume havari kuona sekuti kuseri kwebhora kune dzine nyaya dzakakura dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe munyika kuti vanhu vayanane vagone kufambidzana chero iro bhora rigone kuzotambwa zvakanaka. Pari kutaurwa nyaya yerusarura, pari kutaurwa nyaya yetribalism, vataura zvenyaya yekubatana. Ndanzwa mukoma wangu achitaura nyaya yekuti zvinoda kuti vana vanhasi vasanyanye kupinda pinda munyaya dzakare kare. Vamwe vakataura kuti vanoda kuti vadzidziswe history, vakure vachiziva kuti zvinhu zviri kubva nekupi, zviri kuenda nekupi. Asi vataurwa pano, yes, nyaya dzakanaka chaizvo.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. If there was extra time, we'll put the 13 minutes that remained in yesterday's game. But unfortunately, we can't do that. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Vusangu of ZANU-PF. He loves soccer as well. Mr. Brilliant Moyo, who is a Boso supporter. Mr. Oscar Begumozinlovu and Mr. Samuel Dube, they are independent commentators. Signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Evans?
Murari Zvakanaka Vateereri. I'm Evans Zilinga, Washington, D.C.
Good night.
Thank you.